The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Now, here's the parable of the Good Samaritan. We've heard this many, many times before. But there's a basic lesson in this we can't hear too many times. I'll just summarize it for you. I'll tell you, the basic lesson that we can't hear too many times is that the commandment of God to us, in all of his commandments, in keeping the commandments of the Ten Commandments and keeping the teachings of the church and all of our moral behavior, it's a commandment of love. And love can't be reduced to anything less than itself. It's either there or it's not. That's the real basic message here in the parable of the Good Samaritan. So I'll try to explain this to you. It all begins with this question from a scholar of the law. Scholar of the law, the Greek word is nomikos. He was an expert in understanding all the implications of Torah and the prophets and the law of Moses. And he turns to Jesus and he says, "Who's my neighbor?" The reason why he asks that is because every Jew in the Old Testament knew the great commandment from the book of Leviticus that said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Everybody knew that. Trouble is, nobody knew what it meant. Here's why. Because it shows up twice in the book of Leviticus. First time that commandment shows up, it says that your neighbor is all of your fellow Israelites. And that was easy to keep. Easy to keep that. But the second time that commandment shows up, it says that your neighbor is anybody who passes through the land of Israel. Whether they're a Jew or a Gentile, whether they're a migrant or whether they're an alien or whoever they might be. That was very, very hard. And so these scholars of the law, they parsed it back and forth and they tried to figure out what that commandment meant. So he turns to Jesus and he says, "Who's my neighbor?" And he's really asking, "Lord, tell me what I'm supposed to do." And Jesus gives the last answer anybody would have expected. He tells him this story of a man who walks the most dangerous road in the country alone, Jerusalem to Jericho, alone, asking for trouble. And no surprise, he gets beat up and left for dead. And then along come a priest and a Levite, two very respectful people who do perfectly acceptable thing by passing by and not helping him. That wouldn't have been a surprise. Two reasons why they passed by and didn't help. First reason was they didn't want to become ritually impure. They didn't know whether the man was dead or not. But if you touch a dead body, you're ritually impure for 7 days, and that's something nobody wanted. Second reason they didn't help out the poor man was for their own safety's sake. Because people would lie in decoy on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, hoping that somebody might try to rifle through their pockets and steal from them, while their buddies waited in the hills to pounce and attack whenever this happened. So perfectly prudent, they walked on by, and then along comes the Samaritan, clearly the bad guy. Because, as I mentioned, Jews and Samaritans had a racial hatred for each other that was 500 years old. But this is the one who helps. He pours oil on his wounds to soothe his pain, wine on his wounds as a disinfectant, puts the man in the back seat of his car and drives him to the Super 8 and leaves his credit card. And then Jesus turns back to the scholar of the law and he says, "Riddle me this, scholar of the law, which one was neighbor to the robber's victim?" And he couldn't even bring himself to say the word Samaritan. He just says, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus says, "Now go and do the same." Now, here's the message for you and for me. The message is, we're just like the scholar of the law. We want to know, good-hearted people, right? You come to Mass on a Monday morning, for goodness sakes. Good-hearted people. And you want to know, what am I supposed to do? Somebody turns and asks you to make a donation to charity. You say, should I help or shouldn't I help, and how much? Friend turns to you, they want your help with a project. Should I help? Shouldn't I help? How much time should I give? Good-hearted people, like the scholar of the law, we turn to God and we say, "Lord, what am I supposed to do?" And the message of the Good Samaritan is, that's the wrong question. Because love can never be reduced to a task to be executed. It's either there or it's not. And love is the commandment of the law. It's a standard of acting so high that only God could demand it. And it's the standard that our Lord asks of us in all of our actions. And that is why we're here for Mass. That's why we live the spiritual life. That's why we pray. That's why we go to confession. That's why we receive the Eucharist, so that we might act as our Lord himself would act. You know, I think I mentioned this before. I knew a man who was boasting to his spiritual director about how great he was. You know, I say 3 rosaries a day, and I go to adoration 3 days a week, and I fast on bread and water Wednesdays and Fridays. And the spiritual director just fired right back at him. He says, "Good, that's great, but answer me this. How are you treating people?" It all comes down to this charity in action, that love that's either present or it's not. Which of these 3 was neighbor to the robber's victim? And the scholar of the law answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." And what our Lord says to him, he says to us as well, "Go now and do the same." Amen.